Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And so, but man, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. I am trying to do what's right again.
Oh, my.
And
Is that hard? Is that a...
It's a lot harder than you really think it is. It's a lot harder than you really... It's
amazing. I've got personal experience.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I know lettuce don't work.
No.
No, it's amazing how hard, you know, it really is. And it's like the older you get, I mean, you can eat air and gain weight.
Mm.
You know, you can eat air. You can eat air. It was just somebody floating through the room right here. It's amazing. It's like, what happened? There was a day that I remember. There was a day in our past that Donna and I would go to a restaurant as a typical, you know, American. Used to be. We're not typical Americans, obviously, anymore. And they have things called appetizers for a meal.
They have a meal.
And then after a meal, they have like your breads and salads and they have desserts afterwards. And, you know, being from the Emerald Coast, southern parts of America, this is not like dining in New York where they give you an ounce of something, you know.
I know.
And we would eat. I remember we would eat the appetizer and all those whole courses of meals. And we'd walk out and we would lose 5 pounds in the process. 5 pounds.
Really?
Wow.
Oh.
How'd you do that?
Oh, Thomas.
I didn't believe you. I just want to know how you did. What's your secret?
Are you ever going to take care of that? Is it just going to keep coming up again and again and again? And again?
Apparently.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just talking to the producer. But it's not that way anymore. It's just not that way anymore. And besides, too, we did not really enjoy food as much back then as we do now. Maybe we left some, I guess. Maybe that's what happened. But as you get older, I mean, food just really is amazingly good. You know? I cannot believe that I used to eat bland food. You know, all these flavors and wonderful things. And now, you know, you just, you know, drink a cup of air. And you got to just avoid the scales. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened? I don't even want to. I just want to, you know. And here I've been, you know, okay, I'm going to do this thing again. I got my friend Guns out of South Carolina. And he's committed this thing's going to work. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening this morning, I'm telling you. And I'm drinking these, you know, shake mix that tastes like cake mix stuff. It's probably cake mix. And it's good. It gives you energy. Does a lot better than other things. And then I have this cookie that you eat, and the cookie kind of carries you in between the meals, and it's like a peanut butter protein. It's definitely healthy. And, you know, if nothing has changed, my health has changed.
That's the plus.
I look like the same canvas that you've seen before, but I'm a healthy canvas.
There you go.
And so I put, just to make sure that I don't grab something I shouldn't grab in the kitchen, I put my box of cookies, you know, bland box of cookies, you know, on a totally clean counter. That's all it is. So you pass by and I go, oh, yeah, I'm doing what Guns promised me would happen if I stay on this thing. No, I'm holding you to it, Guns. And he's in Savannah, by the way. Give a shout out to everybody in Savannah today. And I mean it. And I go in there last night, or the night before last, and I'm going to go, I just happened to glance. And the thing about, you know, this thing that I'm on, it satisfies you. So you're not like
suffering,
hungry for everything. You're not craving anything. Mm. But you're familiar how it used to taste. So you anyway. And so I go in there and I look at my plan, looking box, look at a box of envelopes. Box that comes in. They should decorate it, you know, make it look a little bit more, you know, exciting. But anyway. And I happen to look around it. And you are not gonna believe. You are so not going to believe. It was saturated. Every square inch of counter was saturated with every form of cookie that you could imagine. I mean, there was chocolate-covered cookies. There was vanilla chocolate-covered cookies. You know, there was vanilla cookies. There was chocolate chip cookies. I'm thinking, what's going on? What in the world happened? And I'm thinking, this is demonic. I mean, I am totally, look at this. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Is that something?
Oh, wow.
I'm like, my goodness. The enemy's trying to take me down. He is trying to take me down. I'm like, look at this thing, man.
Oh, my goodness. I like those Vienna cookies like that. I like that. Is that part of the package?
You always were a vanilla person. Right? No mayonnaise.
Don't
on
you
the
don't
sandwich.
Like white stuff.
No white stuff. But creamy stuff.
Anyways. And so I thought, you know, I've been on this thing for a week and a half. Mm-hmm. Granted, I did go to Marianne and eat some great food for, I remember I went to the biscuit place and then I went to the dinner place and then I went to the Po' Folks place.
Oh no.
But it was just, you know, just a weekend.
Just a weekend.
And, you know, the Amish, I met the Amish, come on, right? The Amish, I mean, think about it. And so I had this bland piece of chicken, mm-hmm. nothing personal. And I thought, well, I'll just put a little Amish salad on the side of it. Amish macaroni salad.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the Amish. I mean, they could never. I mean, they don't even look like calories, right? I mean, and I realized probably the reason why they're so trim is because they're actually working the fields. But
that's right.
Working hard.
Dude, Amish salad. I mean, because it's good. I was piling it up. A half a cup is 250 calories. A cup is nothing. A cup is like 8 ounces.
4 ounces.
Oh.
A cup is 8.
You said ounces. Half a cup.
Oh, yeah. Well, a cup.
I'm sorry. Yes, you were correct.
Well, I know you're sorry, but we're talking about the measurements.
Wow.
Measurements.
Do you see what I have to put up with? Do you see this?
I'm telling you,
okay.
Man.
Okay. I just like want to make
Webster.
Sure.
He's like Webster over here.
Okay, okay, verse.
Okay. Verse. The it's a tournament. The
tournament.
But listen, it is amazing. I mean, I thought I wasn't eating anything except for the fried chicken.
Right.
You know, except for
the healthy fried chicken.
I had chicken as a biscuit.
The healthy fried chicken.
I had chicken as a finger, a chicken as a biscuit. I had a chicken as a plate. And then I had Amish salad. And then I had a, you know, chicken. And man, I didn't lose any weight. I mean, I didn't lose no weight. Of course, I'm still 180 pounds. Plus.
Right.
Right.
Plus, plus, plus.
I'm 7'1". But I was like, you know, I am so tired. I was like, this scale's broken, obviously. But it is much better than the doctor's scale. Because
Can you see the scale?
Americans are getting really, really big because I go to the doctor's scale. You know, they used to have this scale thing you stand on and kind of keep your balance, and then they'd slide these weights back and forth years ago, and now because they have digital scales, but now they have the scale.
Beep, beep, back it up.
It's like a room. It's not even a, it's just like a room, right?
Right, the whole floor is the scale.
It's got handrails. It's got handrails on the sides of it. Really? It's got handrails on the side of this thing, and I'm thinking, like, this is not going to be good. And so, you know, you lose me on there because it's so big. No,
it's a floating bed.
Yeah.
The kind you pull your truck up on when they're weighing you.
I don't, yeah. You know, you
the
can
kind
weigh,
you put the dog, big dog in.
Yeah. See if your truck's legal for the interstate. And so you're getting on there. I'm thinking, well, the reason why this thing is going to be high is because the scale must weigh 2 tons.
Right.
And it's like, where did that number come from? You know, you just turn away like shame. I don't know where that thing comes from. It's my keys. I carry about 10 pounds of keys. But it's just like, what's up with this? The older you get, my metabolism is moving at a rate of like 1/10 of a mile an hour. Mm. I mean, it is. Mm. It is. I mean, you look at him.
I know.
Of course, Jordan told me he works his all from the treadmill. It's like every morning, boom, 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 boom.
That's Is that the secret? Is that the secret?
The whole house is shaking. He's on the treadmill. Boom, 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 boom.
Just waking up the whole house, the whole neighborhood.
Right, 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 right. He puts a Twinkie in front of him. He's like runs after him. Boom, 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 boom. But I'm just thinking, like, my goodness, here I am eating Gunza's cookies and shakes.
Gunza's, is that his name?
Is that his name?
What is that? What are you talking about?
Gunza's, he's from Chile.
Gunza.
Okay.
My, I tell you, I feel like the disciples are right here. I don't believe nothing else. Anyway. Anyway, Shane. The
eating healthy.
It didn't change.
It didn't change.
It didn't change. And I can imagine. I mean, I think if by the time that I'm 40.
Plus or minus.
Right.
By the time I'm 40, I'll probably just be able to look at a bag of cookies and gain 5 pounds.
Dude, it's serious. It is serious.
I mean, it really is if you're not as tall as me.
Oh, hey. Serious problems.
You got to really pay close
attention.
Listen,
it goes sideways, man. You're in trouble, man. You're in trouble.
Do you remember we used to work together? You had a waist of like 16 or something. And you ate pizza.
Every day. All day.
Every day. He had like a waist of 16.
I don't know what happened.
A height of 28.
I got married.
I know. Man, I gained 50. 15 pounds on the first 3 weeks after I got married.
Oh, that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago.
And it hasn't stopped growing.
You know, I'm sure, you know, that, you know, Jesus ate everywhere he went. He was eating with everybody. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to follow in the steps.
Yes.
Let's put before you. And I try to get as many things put before me as possible. Because I want to be able to move in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to move in the spirit. But I just want to encourage you today. That, you know, hold fast. Sometimes you just got to celebrate it didn't change because the numbers can go two ways.
This is true.
And just pray that we'll go back to an agricultural society and we'll be back again, you know, plowing up the back 40, pulling behind the mule, and we won't have any problem at all, right?
Mm-hmm. Is there a virtual way to do that?
You know, when you think like that, you go, you know, I don't mind carrying this weight. I can carry this weight. Nothing like what Pat's teaching us.
I know.
Blousing.
Yes.
It's very effective.
It really is. He's like an artist, man.
He's an artist. He's been practicing for years.
For years. You don't have to blouse anymore, you know. It's kind of like, it's just like the blouse.
I do anyway.
He's just addicted to blousing.
We
didn't call it blousing to his mother called it blousing.
Yeah,
he blouses his shirt. It's like the paradigm shift.
Of all things.
You know, a Saints fan blouses his jersey. It just was an interesting thing.
It just doesn't fit, does it? I mean, just maybe we can have a... Because people may not know what that is. We have a picture on the torch for that.
Blousing?
Blousing, Pat.
We got to have an older blousing picture because now it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
His waist is like about 12.
Jordan, I know you're listening. Can you just help us out?
Right. They're all coming in from everywhere. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Great.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.